With its extreme toughness and traction, the new BF Goodrich Mud Terrain TAKM3 is built to climb, made to mud and created to conquer. Find out more at bfgoodrich.com.au. The BF Goodrich Mud Terrain TAKM3. What are you building for?
You're listening to the Batuta Advocates Weekly News Wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
G'day, I'm Bruce Hitchcock, and you're listening to the Weekly Batuta News Bulletin, coming to you from Koala Studios in downtown Batuta. Here are the top stories from the Batuta Advocate, Australia's oldest and most respected newspaper. First up, an irresponsible woman has walked somewhere this week. A few days ago, a woman named Gloria put her life at risk by taking part in one of the main forms of locomotion among legged mammals. In the days since a tragic incident in Melbourne sparked a nationwide debate over the safety of women in our country, Gloria appears defiant in the face of warnings from police and men on the internet that women should take responsibility for their safety. While Gloria was lucky that her reckless behaviour didn't result in her being assaulted, harassed, or murdered by a man in a public space, she has since been berated by police and men on the internet for even considering going for a walk. After the warnings from police, we spoke about the issue to a local man called Gordon, who passed out in a car park last weekend, and he said women need to be more careful. He says male-on-female violence can be easily avoided if our nation's women take care of themselves and don't end up in situations where they might be vulnerable. The South Batuta-based Joe Rogan enthusiast says that he shares the same concerns as everyone when it comes to the rates of assault, harassment, and murder of women in Australia. Gordon's comments come after the Victorian Police urged women to stay alert while walking alone at night in a series of official statements throughout the week. He said,
"It's not rocket science. If it's dark, take a cab. I hope my sisters are smart enough to avoid going anywhere near Caucasian middle-class men between the ages of 18 and 64 after 6 p.m.
He finished our interview by saying that women just need to be more careful, a statement seemingly at odds with the fact that he nearly got hit by a taxi at 10 p.m. on Friday night, before some local street kids went through his wallet. Elsewhere around town, and a local crypto investor has finally conceded that it's all over. The young man named Danny explained that there's no first home, no Lamborghini, no overseas holiday, and instead, only broken dreams and a seemingly dead-end job in a field that will probably cease to exist at some point in the near future. Danny finally admitted to himself that cryptocurrency's dead, and every dream he had for the future is in the coffin with it. He told our reporters it's like having a sad, heavy weight lifted off his shoulders, before breaking into tears and walking out of the interview. In other news around Batuta, a grazier from out of town has come out this week to publicly proclaim that he could never work in an office. Colin Wilson came to the shocking realisation while he was enjoying a cold tin as he cooked dinner on the barbecue for his family. However, we can reveal that Mr. Wilson has actually never worked in an office in his entire life. A salient point when comparing the lifestyles of big city cucks and people working on the land. We actually spoke to a suit cuck called Peter Tomlinson from the French Quarter about Mr. Wilson's comments, and he explained that he thought they were pretty stupid. Tomlinson said,
Hello, he should at least try working in an office before he puts shit on it. I mean, he might like it, you know, like I do. I've never worked a day on a farm, but, you know, I'm not getting all preachy about how much it sucks, you know. Each to their own, I say.
And overseas now, in an incredible twist of fate, an African village has somehow managed to build a school without the help of any 19-year-old Australian women. The Central African community made headlines around the world this week after building a school all by themselves without the help of any unskilled Australian aid volunteers. Boomerang enthusiast and former aid volunteer Melanie says that she can't understand how they did it without spending the $6,000 required to fly out a school leaver from Sydney's North Shore to come help out. Young Melanie said she just wanted to know who played with the kids while the locals built the slab and who took all the photos. In sports news now, an Optus CEO, Alan Liu, has assured everyone that it's going to be all right. Liu told fans that everything should be sweet now after he unplugged the network modem himself and blew air into the outlet before reinserting the cord. This came after streaming issues left fans around the country fuming that the large telco had stolen the rights from football's spiritual home on SBS. After fixing things up, Liu said to us,
"Should be all sweet, guys. Yeah, if there's any more drama, I don't know what else we can do. There's not very good internet in this country, and Malcolm Turnbull has a bit of a hide making this look like my fault."
But it looks like SBS has got it for good now anyway, so breathe easy, listeners. Anyway, that's it for the news wrap this week. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in order to get your weekly fix of real, unfiltered, and unwavering regional news. Until next week, I'm Bruce Hitchcock.
Introducing the next generation in off-road tyre technology, the BF Goodrich Mud Terrain TAKM3 tyre. The new must-have for all off-road enthusiasts, this beast is designed for extreme toughness and traction in mud, sand and heavy rock. Delivering incredible grip, the KM3 is built to climb, made to mud and created to conquer. Find out more at bfgoodrich.com.au. The BF Goodrich Mud Terrain TAKM3. What are you building for?